Active Real Estate Radio Show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a first in a series of special remote broadcasts of all things real estate in a new show segment we're calling Unique Locations. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and rather than broadcasting from a special residential property, we are instead coming to you today from one of Santa Fe's well-established business institutions, none other than Stevens, a consignment gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. I hope that you will join us today for day two of Stevens, a consignment gallery's annual and very famous fall sale. Once you get here at 2701 Cerrillos Road, you'll be able to hear some conversations I'll have with a variety of interesting folks, as well as tour Stevens' fabulous array of greatly reduced items, including art, furniture, antiques, and accessories, way too numerous to list. Also, for those who stop by Stevens' consignment gallery today, you'll actually get the opportunity to win some amazing gifts that we're giving away, and I'll talk about those throughout the show. Before we get going with the program, I invite you to go to our website and check out all of the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these partners of All Things Real Estate, Major Development, can provide you with a full range of home construction and remodeling services. So for more information on Major Development, go to the radio show webpage on www.sfrp.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, right here at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Before I kick things off, actually, Gino, are you mic'd up?
I am, Ray.
Gino, I know that you are a West Coast baseball fan, so you must be ecstatic that the Giants won their first game against the Phillies, right?
What a game. Holiday pitched a no-hitter not too long ago in postseason, and Lidgecombe came in, and now didn't. It was an excellent game, 4-3. Hopefully the other game is just as good.
Well, I'm sure it will be. Yeah, and those are two powerhouse teams. It'll be interesting to see what happens. So, Gino Thompson, sports jock on the scene. Thank you for your commentary. I'll get back to you in a little bit, okay?
All right, Ray.
Anyway, I want to kick off the show as I normally do with my very good friend, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, to get his weekly state of the market commentary. Welcome to the show, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You know, since we're broadcasting from a business rather than a home,
right?
I thought we might take a look at the mortgage business, which has been in the news for the last several weeks. The headlines state that big mortgage lenders have stopped doing foreclosures. The fact is that many lenders have delayed foreclosure proceedings until they can figure out if they've broken any laws or have legitimate rights.
Right.
The problem that lenders are facing arises from the fact that the mortgage business is a two-headed monster. The side that I'm on, loan origination, has already taken its hits, and as a result, mortgages are harder to get. The other side is called servicing. Even though you may nominally have a loan with Chase or Bank of America, the actual servicer, the company that does all the bookkeeping, may be another company, and the actual investor, the company that put up the money, is probably a pension fund or insurance company. Servicing rights are often sold. Each time they're sold, there are documents that transfer from one lender to another, which you as a borrower may not see. The trail of these servicing rights must be in order and must be legitimately transferred from investor to investor. This comes to light in foreclosures, because there must be a clear chain of title towards the company responsible for the foreclosure. As well, there are reams of paper involved with every foreclosure, and these must be carefully reviewed and in order. And then there are state laws, unique to each state, which must be adhered to. The problem we're facing is that the whole servicing industry has been sloppy. Companies have closed their doors, and those left with bad mortgages are overworked and understaffed, and shortcuts have been taken.
Right.
When this came to light, it set ripples to the market, because foreclosures that have occurred may actually not be legitimate, and those in the process may not stand up to closer scrutiny. It may happen that the foreclosed properties will revert to their owners and get canceled, or they may just be delayed. So unless you are being foreclosed upon, what's the problem? Well, the problem is that these properties stay on the market because nobody can buy them.
Right.
And the longer they stay on the market, the longer it'll take for the market to recover.
Right. And this is a problem and will continue to be one, particularly with all the attorney generals of all 50 states investigating this foreclosure problem with the lending institutions. Well, we're going to continue to monitor this. Andrew, appreciate your commentary as always. So take a shop around here at Stevens and Consignment Gallery. See if you want to buy anything, okay?
Thank you. It's a nice day.
Very good. I'll talk to you next week. I now want to shift gears for a moment. And actually, what I want to do is I want to invite anyone who is around the 2701 Cerrillos Road location, Stevens and Consignment Gallery, to come on over here, because not only are we doing interviews today, and you've got some great bargains here to secure with Stephen Etree at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, but we're also, for people who come by and sign up, we're giving away a four-pack, four tickets with parking pass to the November 6th Lobo football game. If you come here, sign up, I'll draw your name out of a hat. So fair warning now, at the end of the show, I'll draw the name out and I'll give you a call. We also have movie passes, and a lot of them. Colin McAdams of Hutton Broadcasting is here with me, my technician, and he'll be administering that. We've got T-shirts to give away. We've got all sorts of stuff. But most importantly, we've got a fabulous location that we're doing this remote broadcast from. First time we've ever done this. Mm-hmm. Stephen Etree of Stevens and Consignment Gallery, co-owner of the very famous institution here, is joining me at this point. Stephen, this is the second day of your two-day annual fall sale.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, each year, Ray, we try to show our appreciation to our customers by running two real sales. It's not these mark-em-up to mark-em-down type of situations.
Right.
As you know, we have more to do than that. We've got over 6,000 items in this place. So what we do is we knock 30% off of everything at a minimum. And on many things, we've got savings up to 80% off
the
price that's on it. Yeah, it really is incredible. Those are items that I've had that I really want to move. And there's some, you know, there's a painting up there, $1,700. Now it's $400.
Wow.
And the prices are just, we're just knocking them down. So there's a lot of value.
A lot of value.
A lot of value.
And a lot of inventory. And again, just to remind everybody, Stevens, a consignment gallery, has been around doing business for almost 30 years
That's
now.
That's right. January makes 30 years here in Santa Fe. This is our 25th annual fall sale. We do a spring and fall sale. This is the fall. Boy, have we been lucky on the weather. It's unbelievable, you know.
Beautiful today.
I don't know that we've ever had this good weather.
Well, I was imagining what you do, because your parking lot right out in front of Stevens and Consignment Gallery is full of beautiful items. So if it was raining, I guess you'd have multiple tents all over the place.
Yeah, we've got two big circus tents set up now, and we just, you know, we've been very lucky.
Yeah.
You know, we must live right, because we've had, we've been able to dodge the rain bullet.
Right.
I hope it just pours like heck tomorrow after our sale.
Well, we need the rain anyway, so
exactly.
That's a good sentiment. I'll tell you what, Stephen, let's talk a little bit about what people will be seeing today. For those that are uninitiated, and there's maybe two or three in all of Santa Fe that don't know about Stevens.
We're going to try to reach more than that today.
Well,
for those people who do know us and have been here, they know what we do. We take in general consignment items. We try to take in the best quality that is available out there from the folks in Santa Fe. You know, Santa Fe, as I've said in the past, great place to do consignment, because people come here with wonderful stories, wonderful items from all over the world, and they don't always work. They move into smaller homes, or they've changed their style, and they're looking to move on with what they have and to you know, recoup some value of it. You know, we walk a tightrope with our consignors. We try to get them the best we can, and we try to give our customers the best quality and the best value that we possibly can.
Right.
And I think we've been doing a pretty good job of it now.
Well, other than just the general public, you also are well-known among interior designers in town.
Right.
You're also well-known among people in my industry as an associate broker of real estate. I'm joined by hundreds of other brokers who know of the kind of special services you offer, one of which is estate sale opportunities. And talk a little bit about that for a moment.
Well, we're not just a retail consignment facility. We actually do real property appraisals, as well as we do on-site estate sales, as well as liquidations. And, you know, the on-site sales are just that. We go in, We don't add inventory to our sales. We don't pull it together from other sales if it's old merchandise. Every one of our sales is new merchandise to the market, and we go in and price everything, everything from the cleaning supplies under the sink all the way up to the thousands of dollars in value of art and antiques and good quality used furniture.
Yeah.
People like to come, whether they're looking for a rake, a lawnmower, or a leather sofa.
Right, or an expensive piece of history,
or
a
piece
art
of purple pottery or beadwork. If it's in the house, it gets priced and it gets sold.
Right. Well, and you mentioned to me, and we got about 30 seconds here before I need to take a break, you mentioned to me that the business yesterday was very steady all
day. It was great. Yeah,
a lot of people here already right now.
Yeah, we've been very blessed here in Santa Fe. We're lucky enough that people do know of our sale. When they see the signs go up, they if they haven't seen the advertising, they're what we call drive-bys, and they turn in on two wheels to
absolutely
get in a look at what we have.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer back at KTRC, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate, but I invite everyone to come down here to Stephen's Consignment Gallery. Stephen has marked down everything in this gallery to incredible low prices. There's incredible value, lots of things to choose from. Also, too, we're giving away some Lobo tickets. You can register for that. We're giving away movie passes. We're giving away T-shirts. So come on down here. Join us at 2701 Cerritos Road. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
If you own a home, you need homeowners insurance. If you drive a car, it needs to be insured too. But what about insuring the one thing you depend on to pay all your bills? Life Foundation spokesman Marshall Gifford.
Everything hinges on your income. If you don't have an income, nothing else happens. If you're disabled and have no disability insurance, it's going to be financial suicide.
Consider the fact.
The vast majority of Americans do not have adequate disability insurance. They're playing Russian roulette with their financial future.
Your income is your most valuable asset. Disability insurance is there to protect it. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing the first in a series of remote broadcasts from unique locations. Rather than doing it from a broker open house, we're actually going to businesses around Santa Fe. And today we're kicking off this series of remote broadcasts by doing a very special one from Stephen's Consignment Gallery located at 2701 Cerritos Road. We are on day two of Stephen's Consignment Gallery's annual fall sale. Lots of people here already, great bargains, unbelievable inventory. And so besides being able to tour Stephen's Consignment Gallery and listening to two of my guests who I'm going to be interviewing in a second, you can also come by here and enter a drawing for four Lobo tickets with a parking pass for the November 6th game. I'll draw a name out of the hat at the end of the show and give that lucky person a call. We also have some free movie passes we're giving away today, T-shirts, the whole nine yards, and maybe Stephen Edry will throw something in too. Who knows? He seems like in a very generous mood today. Before we go back into the show, I want to remind you that the law firm of Schur, Yost, and Patterson has roots going back more than 50 years. The current firm was established in 1993 as a general civil law practice, staffed by attorneys with broad experience in real estate and commercial transactions and litigation, estate planning, business planning, and formation, banking, law, and tax planning. Schor Yost & Patterson maintains the highest rating of quality for law firms, an AV rating by Martindale Hubbell. The firm's attorneys are also featured in the Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers, as well as the Best Lawyers in America, a peer-reviewed rating service. Schor Yost & Patterson can be found on the Internet at SantaFeLawyers.com, or they can reach by telephone at 505-989-7500. Also, partners of All Things Real Estate, we're delighted to have them on board. I want to interview, introduce my next guest, and we're sort of breaking up the schedule a little bit here. Gino Thompson, my producer, I'm going to have a little bit more free-flowing kind of roundtable conversation, but I'm going to kick it off by welcoming Tom Simon, owner of Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, to the show. Westgate Properties specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations, and is very well regarded in our community for the professional services it brings to its clients. I also want to just introduce by a nod of the head to my other special guest, Jessica Loomis, who is client executive with insurance provider Hub International. I'm going to welcome Jessica to the show here. She's already mic'd up, but I'm going to start with Tom Simon, my good friend, who has already done one of these remote broadcasts, and we may be doing more down the road. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
I think maybe for the benefit of the listeners, though a lot of people, particularly business owners, are very familiar with Westgate Properties. You're a well-established, well-regarded company here in the multi-tenant management area. But again, remind the listeners, Tom, about what it is that you specifically offer.
With regard to the multi-tenant commercial part of things, we manage properties such as, for example, Coronado Shopping Center, where there are a number of commercial retail tenants. And over the years, we've also handled medical buildings and commercial offices. We also manage commercial condominium-type properties as well as in the residential sector. We manage residential condominiums and homeowner associations.
And since we're doing this first in a series of remote broadcasts from an actual... Somebody just got on the... Colin, you're going to... Here we have a technical... Did we lose contact with you, Gino? Are you still there?
I'm still here, Ray. I think somebody
okay.
Got to call in.
Very good. Well, you know what? We've got a free-flowing exercise here. Lots of challenges. We've got people dialing on the phone. There are a lot of warm bodies around here. We're tied into one of Stephen Etree's phone lines. So, anyway, hopefully that won't happen again. But they're selling product today, and that's all they care about. So the heck with the radio show, right, Tom?
Right. It's very busy. I took a little tour myself, and it's amazing the breadth of materials that he has here. I was here a couple of years back, and it's certainly... expanded the offerings to art and all sorts of different things that would be suitable for even commercial offices. I've seen some chairs and tables and things I wouldn't mind having in my own office.
So your recommendation is as a individual who's involved in multi-tenant management of big facilities, if any of your clients are actually listening today, they ought to hightail it down here and take advantage of not only all the noise that's around us, but also the fabulous bargains that are here, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk for a moment from a business standpoint. Again, you are managing multi-tenant situations. Talk specifically about one of your clients and how here we are sitting in a business environment, how that kind of multi-tenant management works for them.
Well, from the management perspective, what I view our job as is really managing the facility for our clients. Let me tell you what I mean by that. When I drive into Coronado Shopping Center in the morning, because my office is there as well, I look at what the clients' own customers have to deal with when they get there. And for example, parking is an issue, so we're taking measures to make sure that people from nearby businesses, for example, don't park in the Coronado Shopping Center and then hike across the street to some other business. With regard to slips, falls, and risk management, we need to be concerned about our client's customer and their safety.
Right.
With regard to lighting, we've improved the lighting over there at Coronado Shopping Center, having switched out all of the old lighting to new lighting.
Uh-huh.
And we've painted there recently, and we're looking at doing crack sealing and seal coating for the parking lot. All of that is so that our tenants, customers have a better shopping experience.
Well, and I know of the services that Westgate Properties brings to the table because you also, the other side of your business is actually working with homeowner associations, and actually your company is the management company that oversees the homeowner association that I belong to. And I will tell you that, and I'm not blowing smoke at you on this, and this, the truth is that since you guys came on board, the operation of our community has changed significantly for the better. So again, just as a testimonial for someone from someone who's participated with Westgate Properties, it's a real good deal to be involved with them. Anyway, let me sort of kick things around here a little bit differently. I want to bring on someone who's sitting right next to you, Tom Simon, Jessica Loomis, who is client executive with insurance provider Hub International. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you very much. It's a great day.
It's a beautiful day, and Jessica's here with her lovely little baby daughter. How old is your daughter?
She is 10 months today.
10 months today, and your sister-in-law is here
yes.
as well. And you guys took a walk around here. Before we get into the sort of the business side of what it is that you're going to be talking about today, what's your view of Stevens & Consignment Gallery?
She has a lot of great furniture, including antiques to contemporary art and furniture. It's great.
Yeah. And anything you saw that maybe you want to buy?
Very possibly.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're going to hang around here for a little bit after the show's over with. Tell me, Jessica, I know that you are a native of New Mexico. What brought you to Hub International, this very well-known, well-established, highly regarded insurance provider?
Well, actually, I was with Liberty Mutual for 9 years, a very well-established insurance carrier. And Hub International was a little bit more of a broker versus a carrier, and I really wanted to branch my wings and see what it was like to be a broker versus a carrier.
Right, so actually working for a number of different carriers rather than one specific company.
Correct.
And,
that's
one of the strengths of Hub International, where you can match your client needs, no matter what it is, against several different companies, give them the best policy, give them the best coverage, give them the best rate, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I look for a job working with you guys. It sounds like I know your philosophy. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, why don't we take a little bit of an early break here, about a half a minute before we normally do. When I come back, I'm going to continue my conversation with Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, with Jessica Loomis of Hub International. We are here today at Stevens & Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Come on down here for his annual fall sale. Also enter a drawing for Lobo football tickets as well as movie passes, the whole nine yards. So come on down here. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail, with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
In times like these, strangers at your door should be treated cautiously. But unwelcome strangers in your home can be your worst nightmare. Home invasion is a form of armed robbery where criminals break into homes through unlocked or open doors and windows. They even trick people into opening their doors to confront victims face to face. They can be after money and valuables, threaten personal assault, or take members of the family captive. But you can be proactive against these disturbing attacks. Learn how to protect yourself against home invasions. Never open the door to strangers. Secure your home with high security locks and quality door and window hardware. Consider a home security system and even a dog. It's also a good idea to devise an action plan for your family in case intruders ever do enter your home. To learn more about how to keep your home safe from intruders, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
My decision to graduate early came after my mother got sick.
Jennifer didn't know how to get the money she needed for college, and then she found out about federal student aid.
When I first got my letter that said that I was accepted, it was a feeling of relief. It was a feeling of I don't have to continue to look for a way to go to school.
Need help paying for college? Go to federalstudentaid.ed.gov. Start here, go further.
My name is Jennifer, and this is my story.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast, the first in a new series called Unique Locations. Today we are at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, located at the very busy 2701 Cerritos Road. Lots of cars driving by, lots of people here already. This is day two of Stevens Consignment Gallery's annual fall sale. They are chock-a-block with stuff, but they're selling lots of products as well. And I am joined here in the broadcast booth outside with Tom Simon from Westgate Properties, the multi-tenant management company, as well as Jessica Loomis, client executive with Hub International, the well-known insurance provider. And we're going to do a little roundtable conversation. Before we get back into that, though, I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to www.discovercanyonridge.com. That's www.discovercanyonridge.com. Or call them at 877-469-7707 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Again, we're also proud to name them as a brand new, the very newest, corporate partner of All Things Real Estate. Fabulous location. I encourage you to check it out. So anyway, back to my conversation with Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties. Again, Westgate Properties specializes in management of multi-tenant commercial properties, and today we are at a commercial property. Jessica Loomis, client executive with Hub International. We're going to talk a little bit about the business side of proper insurance coverage. But Tom, you and Jessica, before the show started, had a little bit of back and forth because you do not directly work with each other, but you work on a lot of the same issues. Why don't I have a little dialogue with the two of you? Tom, you want to kick it off?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. In March 12th of this year, I was sitting in the Houston airport getting ready to go to Guatemala with a group of people. And I got a phone call from my executive assistant telling me that the shopping center at Coronado had flooded. And what had happened was a 2-inch, probably 40-year-old water line gave way and flooded an electrical conduit chase under the building.
Wow.
That blew out the electrical system for the shopping center. After about 48 hours, we had truck-mounted equipment in place to provide electricity to all of those units that were without. And we had personnel on site evaluating the electrical system. Of course, we called the insurance company. We called the owner of the shopping center. The insurance company sent over an engineer and immediately found that the electrical system needed to be rebuilt. There was a portion of it that was damaged beyond repair. That was covered by insurance. But there was a portion of it that, were it to be rebuilt according to current code, would not be covered under the base insurance policy. Luckily, the owner had the foresight to purchase ordnance and law insurance, and that's what Jessica and I were talking about, and she was explaining to me just what that is.
Okay, so what is that, Jessica?
Well, ordnance and law coverage basically covers buildings that are older in the event that there's a loss and there's an ordinance that was passed after the building was built to upgrade it.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, a great One would be knob and tube wiring versus circuit breakers.
Okay.
And so ordnance and law coverage, there's three coverages, coverage A, coverage B, and coverage C.
Uh-huh.
Coverage C will cover the undamaged portion of the building, whether it's electrical, plumbing, to upgrade it up to code.
Which is a answer to Tom Simon's particular situation with his client back at
yes.
Coronado. Uh-huh. And that kind of coverage, what does it typically cost a home business owner?
It really depends on the percentage that you cover. For example, you want the building, for example, if it was a $1 million building, you would want coverage C to be covered up to $500,000. I actually just quoted something the other day. It was an apartment complex, and it was $1 million, and I insured the coverage C for about $500,000. It cost about an extra $1,000, $2,000.
So from your standpoint, and I see Stephen Etrie of Stephen's at Consignment Gallery running around here. Again, we invite you to come on down here to 2701 Cerrillos Road and participate in Stephen's annual fall sale, the second day of it. Lots of people here already, a lot of product being moved out. But from your standpoint, here you are, two professionals, guys, we're sitting at a business location, Tom Simon from a management standpoint, and Jessica from an insurance standpoint. If Stephen Etrie, owner or co-owner of this business, was going to be a client of yours, what would be some of the first things that you would do in establishing your respective relationships with him? Jessica, you first from an insurance standpoint.
Well, definitely business income extra expense, which some people call business interruption. I really think that would be a vital part of his coverage because of all of the furniture and antiques he has in the building as well as the building itself.
And what, now that, just back up for a moment for the listeners, what do you mean by business interruption? What does that entail and what does the insurance coverage provide for?
Sure. If there was a loss to the building, this coverage would cover the income for the business itself. There's always extra costs that go along with running a business, loans, electricity, mortgage, all of that good stuff, and,
right.
and he would need to pay for that no right. matter what happened to the building.
Now, what happens, I mean, this place is just full of product, antiques, art, I mean, stuff that's incredibly expensive, valuable, some stuff that it's more sort of the, and I say this in a positive way, the tchotchke area, but it's still, it's a lot of stuff. He would need a separate policy for that.
Actually, it would be combined.
It would be.
But it would, it would be, fall under business personal property. It would be on a policy together,
mm-hmm.
but it would, he would have to have coverage for that, and hopefully he would.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does, and he would need to try to take a inventory of all of this furniture
right.
and determine what it would be valued at.
Right, which changes all the time. That must be somewhat of a challenge for someone like Stephen Etrie because, you know, it's the idea is to sell stuff, so it's coming and going all the time. Well, from a management standpoint, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, say Stephen Etrie came to you and said, just hypothetically, I want to be a client of Westgate Properties. What would be the first thing that you would talk to him about?
Well, in this case, I'd want to know why he needed to hire a manager, frankly, because
sure.
it's a single building. I don't know if he owns the building or not. As a association, as a property manager, we typically deal with the owners of the buildings. And in this case, we would want to talk to the landlord. If Stephen's the landlord, then we'd be happy to handle the accounting for the rental and so forth. If he were interested, for example, in subletting a portion of this building, if he were to sublet parts of it to other people doing a similar type of business and he wanted to retire to Central America, for example, then he would definitely want to call us to help him find tenants and to manage the rental income.
I don't know if he wants to retire to Central America this weekend because we need to have him here at least until the end of the day for the second day of his sale. But that's an interesting sort of description of what you might provide as a management company. Now, a question. You guys met for the first time today, Jessica Loomis with Hub International, Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties. Is there a reason to think that you guys might have interaction down the road? I mean, I'm not serving as a matchmaker here, but from a business standpoint, is there any reason why, as an insurance provider, a brokerage firm, management company, you guys might coincidentally have business together, Tom?
Sure. Actually, we do have business together. I have my workman's comp insurance through Hub International.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
And there's certainly the possibility that HUP might be interested in quoting insurance for a number of different communities that I manage who are currently looking for quotes on insurance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd be happy to help you with that.
Yeah, there you go. See, now we always like to do this on All Things Real Estate, and with all full disclosure, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties is also a partner of All Things Real Estate. HUP International has been with us from the very beginning. They are full-time partners as well. So we always encourage this kind of interaction, and this was just coincidental. I didn't expect it to happen. But, Jessica, let's go back for a moment. We talked a little bit about your business income, extra expense coverage, insurance coverage for interruption of losses. What would be the next thing relative to that stream of consciousness that you want to talk about?
Well, we were talking about the contents of this building.
Yes.
When we look at the contents, he could have coinsurance. And coinsurance is something that could be an issue for him. And when I say that is if he does not have the contents of the building insured properly,
right,
and he has coinsurance on his property, then we're looking at him being a co-insurer for this this property. So if he does not have all of this property insured to 100% to value of 80%, 90% co-insurance, then he's looking at taking on part of that loss.
I see. Well, I have to believe that Stephen Etri probably does have all that adequate coverage, considering he's been in the business for 30 years now. You would be surprised if he didn't.
Yes, I would be very surprised.
Yeah, indeed. Before we take a break here, we've got about 3 minutes or so before we do that. Tom, I want to go back to Westgate Properties again. You're mostly involved, again, this is sort of an anomaly here at Stevens, a consignment gallery. You deal with multi-tenant situations. You talked about the Coronado episode. Are there instances where you have a client who brings a new issue to the table that you haven't encountered before from a management company standpoint? I mean, do you ever wake up one morning and say, gosh, we've never had that issue before? Or is that sort of, you know what the box is and it's predictable?
You know, it's not so predictable. There's always new things that come along. Most of the times, there are variations on a theme. It's ideal when I've dealt with it before and know what tool to draw from, whether it's a person that does, for example, forensic architecture. We're looking for the location of a leak into a unit, and sometimes we'll call on a forensic architect. Things like that, it's great when we know who to call. But the sorts of things that stump us are usually no one can fix, such as interactions between unit owners in a condominium association where there's just no way to prove what one or the other is doing, whether it be smoking in the unit or something that they're doing that impacts the quality of life of another tenant. Those are the most difficult problems to solve.
Is it safe to say then that from the standpoint of what Westgate Properties does, managing multi-tenant businesses, commercial operations, and homeowner associations, that most of your most prickly issues arise through the homeowner association relationship?
I would say that that's true, yes.
Yeah. And of course, you're dealing with individuals, too, rather than businesses and lots of emotion. Not that there aren't emotions in businesses, but it's a different animal altogether, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
When we had the loss at Coronado Shopping Center, the most important issues for our tenants were getting back to business as quickly as possible. Many of them had business interruption insurance and were able to draw on that to cover whatever loss of business they may have had in the few days that they were down. With regard to condominium associations, it's the only tool that I would draw on for the issue mentioned prior that I can't solve would be a mediator, where we get people into one room with a mediator and just air the issues.
Well, there's no mediation here today. This is a very friendly crowd. Everybody is in a love fest because we are at Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road. This is the second day of Stevens' annual fall sale. Lots of people here, lots of product being moved out. There's something being carted out right now. And again, I want to remind you that we have four Lobo football tickets for the November 6th game to give away. Somebody who comes by today, signs up for it, sees Colin McAdams, my technician from Hutton Broadcasting. you'll sign up your name. I'll pull your name out of a hat at the end of the show. We also have free movie passes to give away today, T-shirts, the whole nine yards. So I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will continue our roundtable conversation with Jessica Loomis of Hub International and Tom Simon of Westgate Property. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and we are coming into the last segment of our show today. Today we're doing a very unique location remote broadcast from Stevens and Consignment Gallery. We are here at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Stevens is having their annual fall sale. We're in day two of that. Lots of people here. I actually see Stephen Etri out in the parking lot rolling up a rug that I guess they're going to sell. So he's a hands-on kind of guy, that's for sure. Anyway, before we go back into the conversation here, I want to tell my tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't have to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551, and let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. Again, another very substantial partner, corporate partner of the All Things Real Estate brand, and Joe will be on the show with me next week, I believe. Anyway, back to my conversation with two distinguished people here who are involved up to their eyebrows in business-related activities. I have Tom Simon, who is the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC. They are involved in multi-tenant commercial management as well as homeowner association management. And I also have Jessica Loomis, who is client executive with Hub International, with me today. We've been having a roundtable conversation about business-related issues associated with businesses like we're at today. Guys, do you have anything in particular you want to talk about? You just want to do a little recap here. Tom?
Well, I do want to touch on one issue that is important, I think, for condominium owners to be aware of, that Jessica and I were talking about at the break, and that has to do with what type of insurance that condominium owners should have in order to make sure they're covered when the association insurance, the condominium association insurance, does not cover. For example, if there's a large deductible on the condominium association policy, say $5,000 or $10,000, which is not unusual, what condominium unit owner insurance is necessary in order to pick up the gap?
Right. Well, I appreciate you bringing it back to purely a residential real estate issue, and that's an important, very important point. So the bottom line, what you're recommending for a homeowners association is what specifically?
Well, I'd like Jessica to help us understand what type of insurance the condominium unit owner needs to purchase.
Very good. You've got the floor, Jessica.
Well, basically, it's called a condo owner's policy.
Mm-hmm.
And what that covers is the tenant's betterments and improvements, as well as liability coverage in the event they're liable for some reason in a condo loss. And it'll also cover loss of use, which basically in the event there was a loss in the condo itself, it would cover them having an apartment elsewhere while the condo is reconstructed, or food. I mean, it covers everything.
Yeah.
And it also will cover that deductible that he's talking about for the condo association. It can be $5,000, $10,000, sometimes even higher than that. And if it's your specific condo, you're going to be responsible for that.
So this particular type of policy is actually drawn up for an individual condominium
mm-hmm.
owner.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of rough, I know you hate for me to ask this question, but what kind of price point are we talking about policy related on a monthly basis? Would that cost the homeowner?
It's really not that expensive. It's very similar to a renter's policy.
Uh-huh.
We're looking at maybe $100 and $200 a year.
Yeah, but well worth the coverage.
Yes, I mean, oh, definitely.
And from your standpoint, Tom, as a homeowner association management company, absolutely critical that people know about this and have that coverage, right?
It is. Otherwise, we get into all sorts of problems with the unit owner thinking that the condominium association is supposed to cover something that they're really not, which is really not their responsibility.
Uh-huh. And it really comes down to, again, Jessica, since you work for Hub International, you are a brokerage firm where you match individuals against different carriers. Are there specific carriers that are part of the Hub International family of companies that provide this kind of coverage uniquely?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Safeco is one of our personal lines carriers.
Uh-huh.
They do cover that.
Uh-huh.
Chubb is a great one. We like Chubb because of their extension of coverage.
Right.
And Central Insurance is also a big one for us.
Now, when that works as a broker, I know how mortgage brokers work with individual, for instance, I'm a real estate broker, so if I bring a client to a mortgage broker, the broker matches them against a particular mortgage line. Similarly, do you do the same thing? Do you pass the ball to a Chubb person or to a Safeco person, or do you actually, from start to finish, actually handle it for the client?
Start to finish.
Uh-huh.
I handle commercial, but with our personal lines people, they will start to finish, handle everything, tell you what kind of coverages you need,
uh-huh.
and educate the consumer.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got about 2 minutes here before I want to bring Stephen Hetry back on to close out the show. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, any last thoughts today as we're sitting here in this beautiful setting, this fabulous annual fall sale? Any recommendations for the listeners? Well, besides coming out down to Stevens and Consignment Gallery, but from your standpoint as a multi-tenant management company, what do you want to leave with them today?
Thank you for the opportunity, actually, to answer that. It's a matter for condominium associations and homeowner association owners. They should pull out their insurance policy and take a look at that and call their agent and just discuss it with them. If we're your manager, you should give me a call. You should ask us who the carrier is for the association, and in most cases, that carrier will be happy to talk to you about what you need and provide it if you don't already have it. From the commercial tenant standpoint, you need to do the same thing. Look at your policy, because anything can happen. In the case of the Coronado Shopping Center, we're in phase three of the recovery period from this March 12th loss, where we're going to be installing a whole new electrical system throughout most of the complex in the next month or so. And so these are issues that are real, that could happen at any time. And not to scare anybody, but it's just a matter of being prudent, making sure that this aspect of risk management for your business is looked at.
All right. Well, excellent counsel from Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. Appreciate you being on the show today, Tom. And I want to kick it over to Jessica Loomis in about a minute here. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners relative to insurance coverage?
Well, I would definitely have to agree with Tom on his aspect of getting with your...
Oh, gosh, I was hoping you guys would get into a fight here on the radio. No, I'm just kidding.
That could be wrong.
Getting with your insurance agent. If you've been with the same insurance agent for 10 years, how long has it been since you've actually sat down with your insurance agent, really looked at your coverages, and
sure.
really looked at your exposures?
Yeah, that's a good
especially
point.
On a commercial side.
Yeah.
Sales go up, buildings are added, vehicles are added, and sometimes that stuff can be missed
right.
at renewal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
are you really sitting down with your insurance agent?
So for all of our listeners today who are business owners, large or small, you should basically take that advice from Jessica Loomis to the bank and basically do the kind of review that she's recommending. I tell you what, guys, just sit down here. Steve, why don't you sit down on the end, and Jessica, I'll hand you the microphone. Got a little last minute here. I got about a minute left, Stephen Etree. So Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen the Consignment Gallery, really enjoyed being here today for your annual fall sale. What do you want to leave with the listeners as far as your last recommendation?
Well, get down here.
Yeah.
We're here until 6 o'clock this evening. This is a two-day sale. This is the last day of the weekend sale. We'll close at 6 o'clock this evening, and prices go back to where they were prior to the sale. And you'll have to wait until springtime to get any pricing anywhere near what we had today.
Yeah.
But, you know, we give good value year-round. So, you know, whether it's during the sale or after the sale, shopping at Stephen's provides you with a lot of value.
Right. And again, your inventory, it just covers everything, Stephen.
Does it
run
does.
Down? I mean, we
well,
we,
you know, I mean, it does. It's from just craziness. We've got oriental rugs. We've got silver, gold, jewelry. We've got fine antiques, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th century antiques.
Wow.
We have mid-century modern furniture. That's something that a lot of folks are interested in these days. Everything from designer furniture by Knoll or by Dunbar all the way up to the Frank Lloyd Wright in Nakashima pieces.
Wow.
So we've got a little of everything. And like I said before, Santa Fe is the town where you get to see a lot of everything.
Absolutely. Well, and I want to invite everyone to come on down here again. 2701 Cerrillos Road, Stephen's a Consignment Gallery, an institution, been around for 30 years. This is the 25th annual fall sale that they've done. This is day two, but as Stephen Etree said, if you don't come here by, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock today?
We're open until
six o'clock today.
6 o'clock this evening.
You're gonna lose out on this great sale. Also, too, if you come here today, you can sign up for some free Lobo tickets. You can also get some free movie tickets. You can get the T-shirts. We're going to leave all that stuff here and have people do it up until 6 o'clock today. So anyway, I want to encourage everyone to show up. And thank you, Stephen Etree, co-owner of the gallery, for letting us broadcast the show from your annual fall sale. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties and Jessica Loomis of Hub International for offering some terrific commentary during the program. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Colin McAdams, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
News and progressive talk for Santa Fe. Talk 1260 KTRC AM Santa Fe.
Whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist attack.
CNN Radio, I'm April Williams. Democrats will probably lose seats in the midterm elections.